May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 61. 'Twas fixed in God's eternal mind when his dear Son should mercy find. From everlasting he decreed when every good should be conveyed. Hymn number 61.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Gospel according to St. Luke, from chapter 1, verse 68. We read again from Luke in chapter 23. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 68. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, is John the Baptist, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel. Turn to Luke chapter 23, verse 39. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, Certainly this was a righteous man. And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned. And all his acquaintance, and the women that followed him from Galilee, stood afar off, beholding these things. And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counsellor, and he was a good man and a just. The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He was of Arimathea, the city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. And that day was the preparation when the Sabbath drew on. And the women also which came with him from Galilee followed after and beheld the sepulchre and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandments. Amen. Almighty, most gracious and merciful God, we do pray that thou not leave us to come without a mediator, granting thy mercy the very person, the Lord Jesus on high, in all his sweet suitability for poor sinners, so much in need of thy mercy and thy grace and thy help too. Lord, we have to say how barren we feel to be. We pray that thou would help us, Lord, as thou dost help thy people. One especially that said, Lord, help me. Lord, leave us not to a form without the power of words, without profit at all. But grant, O Lord, the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart may be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Lord, do grant thy Holy Spirit. Lord, do grant the Spirit of truth, the divine comforter. We need one to guide us, Lord, we are so poor, into all truth. And grant, Lord, the sweet power of the Holy Spirit. We think of those words of the Apostle. Neither know we what to pray for as we ought. Lord, we feel to need that real prayer and that help of God by the Spirit. Lord, remember our gathering and do be among us, Lord, it will be in the heart. Grant, O Lord, that we may be favoured with thy presence. For Lord, we pray that there may be a goings in the tops of the mulberry trees of the hearts of thy people. And they remember seeking. Lord, they are tempted and fear that they shall never obtain the object of their desire. And grant, O Lord, some sweet token for good. Over the heavy laden, and grant, O Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to be that burden bearer. Lord, sins and unworthiness, that with our transgressions, if known, lay us low. And grant, O Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to remember those that are heavy laden. Lord, remember any in darkness. And do remember them, Lord, with that light that only thou canst impart. And remember any oppressed by Satan, for any, Lord, that are cast down because of the way, for any, Lord, that may fear to be shut out, or any, Lord, that may be ready to go back. Lord, we pray for our dear older friends that we feel the desire to pray for earnestly. Lord, that thou wilt prepare them and us. But Lord, do grant those evidences that they have been with Jesus. Lord, we each need that vital preparation. The young, and do, Lord, be mindful of them. And do bless them. We pray for them in this dark day with all its solemn influences on every hand. And Lord, we pray earnestly that thou wilt be a wall of fire round about them, with glory in the midst. Lord, remember this house of prayer, and grant, Lord, there may be much of thy blessing attending thy word, that it may not return to thee void. Remember each cause represented. Lord, we pray that thou wilt come. We feel a desire and a burden, Lord, that thou wilt return to the churches. And Lord, there may be a sweet knowledge that the Lord is pleased to look down and bless the word of thy grace. Bring back sinners and may thy great name be glorified. Lord, thou knowest the desires of our hearts for that increase of thy kingdom. Lord, we seek that thou wilt remember us in our land, how dark it is, and how we seem to provoke the God of heaven each day. But Lord, our hearts are no better left to ourselves. Lord, we pray that thou wilt come and grant a sweet blessing this evening. There may not be room enough to receive it. Lord, that our poor cup may be overflowing. Maybe, Lord, a little sweet knowledge of the Lord Jesus. And we pray that thou wilt not leave our souls so destitute. And grant, O Lord, that thou wilt come and hear prayer for thy dear aged people, especially we pray for thy servants in great age and affliction. We bear them up before our God. How sweet have been the words that they have spoken in thy word, and now, Lord, may they have that sweet blessing to rest upon the truths they have preached. And be like the spouse coming up from the wilderness, leaning upon their beloved. We pray much for them. We seek, Lord, that thou wilt remember any that are poorly and in affliction. That we pray, Lord, for thy healing touch according to thy holy will. We do see it, Lord, for the very little one. But we thank thee, Lord, for the giving of those gifts and how they lay in our hearts. Lord, that they may be a seed to serve thee. How we feel it in our hearts, Lord, to lay them before thee, like those mothers of Salem, especially as they grow up. And Lord, to grant the fear of the Lord in this dark day, and do preserve them. Help us now, Lord, to come, and we need thee to open the book. Then the spices will flow out. Need thee, Lord, to be Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Need thee, Lord, to come where sinners are. And oh, we do feel like the Mephibosheth, lame upon both feet. We pray nevertheless that thou come, Lord, and heal and grant little sweet enlargement. May we be able, Lord, to know that thou art with us. We pray that we may be made acceptable unto the brethren, dip our foot in oil. Lord, it's the gospel we need, but we need it applied. We need it, Lord, brought home. We need it, Lord, for the malady. Oh, and our cold hearts need that precious gospel of life and power. We do pray in mercy that thou come. We thank thee, Lord, for thy many mercies. And raise our Ebenezer and say, hitherto that the Lord helped us. We desire, Lord, that thou wilt remember those that are bereaved, and do grant, Lord, that sweet comfort and consolation. That, Lord, we pray that thou wilt touch many hearts. May there be many sweet trophies of thy rich grace. And grant, O Lord, there may be a sweet enlargement. O Lord, we feel our desire is that thou wilt be glorified, and there may be much rejoicing in the city. Lord, do remember us as we pray, that thou wilt come, Lord, remember each and every one of us. And do, Lord, visit us with thy salvation. And come, Lord, and grant application. Lord, it may be a time when thou art pour in. We need it poured in to meet our need for the malady and the dreadful need we have in the light of eternity. We ask, Lord, that thou come and receive us, Lord, in our desires, but wash them, cleanse them. Grant, O Lord, that thou wilt exceed our poor petitions, pleading that worthy, precious name. Grant, O Lord, a little sweet knowledge of the Lord Jesus. May there be a time of rejoicing, if it could please thee. And Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Lord, do hear prayer and remember our friends here. We thank thee, Lord, for that sweet spirit of unity. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt ever bind us up and keep us. And we thank thee, Lord, for thy mercy and thy favours. And we ask that thou hear us and receive us graciously. We ask for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 391. Jesus, friend of sinners, Here a feeble creature pray, from my debt of sin set clear, for I have naught to pay. Speak, oh speak, my kind release, a poor backsliding soul restore. Love me freely, seal my peace, and let me rove no more. Hymn 391.
Thank you.
me, help me, I will direct you to the Song of Solomon, chapter 4. Solomon's Song, chapter 4, verse 6 into verse 7. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, I will get me to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. Thou art all fair, my love, there is no spot in thee. The Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 6, until the day break, when the shadows flee away, I will get me to the mountain of myrrh, to the hill of frankincense. It seems to be the word that keeps returning upon my mind. We are perhaps especially in need of the Lord to grant that light divine. We sometimes sing, walking much by night at times. The word is very suitable. Those that are in darkness, in the shades of the night, or in the long trials, or the times when they seem to need the Lord to come as the breaking of the day. It's a word that seems to be very applicable to those that wait upon the Lord. Friends, those that truly wait upon Him. Much confession unto repentance. Much need of the Lord to break through the dark nights and the many shadows there are that surrounds the Lord Jesus. Until the day break. It seems to bring before me the vital consideration that these words in the Gospel here speak much of Christ. Oh, to have some knowledge of Him. That's in truth, is that fulfilling of every type and shadow. There's no darkness in Him. All is fulfilled. No jot nor tittle to be done. And so wonderfully does He speak in this ancient prophecy in the song of Him that should come. Friends, really, there's sweet doctrine in our text. Until the day break, from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord will surely come and bless His church given to Him, laid upon His heart. And these are the words very especially that belong to the Lord Jesus. Friends, in all my great need, I do desire to ever speak of the Lord Jesus in a text. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, I will get me to the mountain of myrrh. Much of the suffering Saviour, well, that's type as it may be spoken of Him in His sufferings. That anointing in those sufferings to be the antidote for sin, and the hill of frankincense to be the acceptance. Found in Christ for His church, thou art all fair, my love, there is no spot in thee. until the day break and the shadows flee away. I was thinking in the night, I believe it's right to say that we feel at times so very much in need of the Lord to grant His sweet word. How darkness, friend, spreads around, doesn't it? The tent sometimes. And it's our sin. And sometimes we are left to take up too much of this poor dying world, and our hearts are hardened and carnalized. It's the old nature. It's that wretched plague, isn't it, in the hell? Well, that spirit of the world that is so much in our hearts by nature. I want to gather up any that are especially in need of the Lord to appear for them until the day break. You know what, friends, if the Lord should send this word as a way of chastening and directing that we have sinned against our beloved, or that we have been left perhaps to our old hearts that are so hard, may the Lord stir us up. That's the way into the text. Until the day break. We need God-given repentance and a sweet spirit of liveliness. Until the day break. Need the Lord to have mercy upon our poor souls. I come in with those that feel to need the Lord so much. Until the day break. There are a few things that seem to be directed to, but we perhaps dwell for a little moment here until the day break or breathe. It brings us, friends, to that vital knowledge of the truth and the Blessed Spirit to breathe upon these bones so dry and dead. The sweetest, softest influence shed. Until the day break. I thought perhaps there must be some, we trust some direction, some appointing, that we should speak from this word until the day break. How dark it is in the hearts of those, and I thought of those that seek after God. They're the ones that are afflicted by darkness. They're the ones that need the Lord to shine. There's a few like that this evening. Lord Jesus, shine, and then I can feel sweetness in salvation's plan. Or are there a few poor souls that nearly overcome? And how there are those inward afflictions of darkness in the soul, and we may perhaps be almost tempted to leave the God we love. But these are the afflictions that we, or some of the afflictions that we read of. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. It's those that love the light, love the truth of his word, but that covet that little sweet increase of light divine, the light to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb. For those that are that are brought to know the difference between this poor, dark, dying world and the light and truth, the gospel. Friends, really, it's just like that. The dark is the dark, isn't it? It needs the breaking of the day. There may be some artificial light, but it doesn't compare, does it, to that heavenly orb, and we speak of it spiritually when, until the daybreak, when the Lord arises, and thought of it in the word of his grace, in that beautiful chapter in Luke, the beginning of Luke, and there's much sweet truth in the chapter regarding the Lord Jesus in his suffering. But in that chapter in Luke, we may just touch upon it and gather up perhaps those that feel to need the Lord to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. To guide our feet into the way of peace. It is that gospel, isn't it? And it's a light shining. Oh, it is at that time when there is that breaking of the day spring from on high, with visitors. And it is perhaps a time to speak very gently to those that seem to feel that their days of darkness are many. Will it ever please the Lord to grant the breaking of the day? Well, friends, we need our hearts broken first for sin and unworthiness, for the dark, treacherous heart that knows its own bitterness, those that mourn deeply, those that feel to need the Lord more than most, more than all. Perhaps there are those that have come here this evening and feel to need the Lord to shine, to grant a little light and power and truth. Oh, it's those that feel that darkness, that affliction of it. You know what a word it is. Friends, every word might be very precious if God applies it until the daybreak. There is then a time when the Lord will appoint the morning hour, the day spring, the time when there is that morning star, and then soon the Lord is pleased naturally to grant that dawning of a day. How welcome it is. Some of you know what it is naturally, to long for the morning, the return of the natural light. How much more that spiritual light, that sweet truth of it in the heart, but until, well, friends, until the Lord appears, may we be amongst those that by God's grace continue thou. Those that wait upon him, but those that are brought upon the ground of mercy until the Lord apply it. Until, friends, that there's grace in it. One little word. Do you know it needs a heart, doesn't it? Brought to submission, resignation. It needs a gracious heart. God alone can give it. A repenting heart. God alone can grant that through repentance until Some of you are like that. You find you cannot repent nor believe. I think it's been said, hasn't it? We need to be born twice before we can believe once. He must be born again. But then the day, it may represent the prospect and the desire, the heart's desire, the appointments, or his day, or the evening hour, until the day breaks. Think of it in the spiritual application until the daybreak. Now it is, as it is in nature, so much more in grace. There's a time when the Lord is pleased to grant a little sweet shining in the hearts of those that fear God. I'm sure of it. When the Lord began with me, I hope and trust, it was like this, friends. My religion was so small. It was either dark or it was light. And I knew the difference. Needed the power, needed the Lord to appear. So dark and dejected. Perhaps a little help here and there. And soon to our sad place we returned until the daybreak. It's a beautiful word in the second of Samuel. I thought of it, and he shall be as the light of the morning. That's Christ. The light of the morning, none can prevent it. No darkness can prevent his eye. This shall be, and he shall be, as the light of the morning when the sun riseth. Even the morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth, by clear shining of the sun after the rain or the dark cloud. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant. You know, this is the earthly David. How much more does it apply to our heavenly David, the Lord Jesus? We've read the last words of the Lord Jesus. Now these be the last words of David. How much more does it set forth, friends? It's that sweet truth in the gospel, isn't it? He shall be as the light of the morning until the day break. And the shadows flee away. Oh, it's a most needful word, isn't it, to those that seek God, to his church in the wilderness, the poor sinner that feels overcome and ready to despair, or those that are so tried about their souls and perhaps are afflicted with darkness and coldness and hardness and feel the plague so much, the plague of sin and the bondage of corruption, and that darkness where that we cannot find our way and stumble upon the dark mountains. The living soul needs the light of his countenance. The living soul needs his God. as he needs good doctrine. Until the day break, till the Lord appear. Oh, may the Lord grant some sweetness in the word here until the day break and the shadows flee away. And there are those dark, long shadows. Understand my mother that died when I was very young. Love that hymn or the truth in it, now the day is over. Very young. She was taken. Night. Drawing nigh. Shadows of the evening. Steal across the sky, spiritually. All the fears and the sorrows and the need of Christ. Until the day break and the shadows flee away. What a good word it is, isn't it? For when the natural sun rises, that the shadows flee away, don't they? Must be so. And so it is spiritually. When the Lord appears, you know, that the light is filling every part, isn't it? The hearts of the Lord's people. Oh, it enters and fills the heart, and then there's a sweet knowledge that it is the Lord. Some of you might need the Lord like that to grant that increase. The light of his countenance, the Lord to grant the day to break. But I want to come to something very quickly. I know it's experimental, but there is a particular trial that belongs to those that are called by grace. They're afflicted with darkness in their soul. They fear it, they labour in it, they feel the condemning of their sins. Need the Lord to shine. Need the Lord to shine upon his word, to grant a little sweet increase of knowledge and pardon and forgiveness. But really, it's the taking away of that awful bondage and darkness and trouble that seems to afflict the soul. That's how we've just come among you, until the day break and the shadows flee away. And oh, it is the increase, isn't it, of the Lord Jesus in a poor sinner's heart. Lord Jesus, shine. Lord Jesus, come. But I want to come a little further. We are not given to speak only of experimental things. There's a vital necessity to speak of the sweet doctrine of Christ, the Lord to grant that support and strength and blessing from his word until the day break. Really, friend, the Lord sends his gospel, his truth, and the world exists until the Lord's purposes are all fulfilled. Till the last vessel of mercy is called by grace. The world will scoff, won't they? But so it is. Until the day break, God's purposes ripen fast, unfolding every hour. Indeed, the bud may have a bitter taste. Sweet should be the flower. There is a vital point of doctrine that the Lord is pleased from all eternity to view that church in the wilderness, lost and ruined in the fall, yet love notwithstanding all. For that wisdom of God so profound that that he had a church he would bless and would magnify. His sweet grace and the glories of God by the fall and the dreadful nature of it. But yet God will get sweet glory to his great and holy name. Until the day break, God's purposes, friends, they cannot miscarry. Not one shall be lost. Well, the old nature will hate the God of electing love. The new man of grace will see a sweetness in it. There is their hope. There's their light of salvation. It is in the Lord. That may he be, as we have read or thought of, in that word in Samuel, the light of the morning, doesn't go away there. That sweet word concerning the Lord Jesus. Until the day break and the shadows flee away. I want to speak, as God may guide me, of the word as it is in the gospel frame, the sweetness of the truth of the gospel. Friends, these things which are yea and amen, like the promises in God. Let me direct you to one point of it. He knew the place where he would show triumphant grace, known of God, eternity past. He would have a little church and he would appoint them the gospel and the truth of it, and then send the blessed Spirit, appoint the Spirit of God, the third person in the glorious Trinity, to breathe upon those bones so dry and dead, and to grant that light of his countenance and the sweet knowledge of the Son of God. How excellent. In the truth of the gospel, that the Lord would shine and break forth upon this dark world so lost and ruined in the fall. But there are those trophies, there are those that God will bless with that light divine, friend. If only I could really set it forth. Oh, it is far exceeding the greatest thing that ever man could ever contemplate, a little knowledge of this great and glorious salvation, a sweet interest in that vital doctrine of Christ until the day break and the shadows flee away. I will get me to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. I know the world will I think we are ever so many fools. But let's look at it. There are those that God will has appointed salvation, and they're born and they're born again. And they're brought amongst God's people, especially as God is pleased to spare them. And it's their desire is for the truth. It exceeds all other notions and aspirations and desires. Give me Christ, or else I die. Really like that this evening. Their hearts hunger and thirst after righteousness. Oh, it's that light they need, whereby they can continue and seek for the mercy of God, the sweet knowledge of him, and his sweet suitability. The Father's first elect. Son of God made flesh, the glorious man, Christ Jesus. Oh, friends, what is the preaching of him? Oh, is it the life to the newborn soul? Is it that sweet object of desire? Jesus, make thyself to me a living, bright reality. presence-to-face vision keen than any outward object, see? Or dear, or intimately nigh than even the sweetest earthly tie. As if it needs the Spirit of God today to take the sweet truths of God and to lay them in sinners' hearts and to get glory to his name until the day breaks. And the shadows flee away. Experimentally it is so when God blesses his word. Few shadows flee away in this poor dark world by the light of God in the sinner's heart. No, all heaven rejoices when the Lord brings a sinner back. Where the light shines, doesn't it? Glorifies God in his sweet mercy. What we need is the power and application of it. Now there's another word, very similar. I thought of it very much in the context of our text. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, turn my beloved. Be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether or division. I thought of it with regard to the Lord's people that do need that light to shine and feel the division, that their souls to be separated from the object of their desire, but feel to need the Lord to heal the wounds that sinners made. Now really it's a beautiful word, isn't it, in the second chapter. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, turn my beloved. Sweet knowledge there of the love that the Lord is the author of. Turn my beloved. If there's any prayed like that today, turn my beloved. Be thou like a roe or a young hart from the mountains of Bether. Those dark mountains of sin and guilt, how high they are, or how they seem to separate poor child of God from the object of his love. Oh, those shadows. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, turn my beloved. The beautiful word. Be thou so swiftly, so suitably, like a roe or young hart, the mountains of Bether, or mountains of division. Oh, it does need the Lord, doesn't it, to grant that swiftness of his coming and to break down hard hearts and to soften hearts of stone. Turn thou, my beloved. Very sweet word that is. Very much similar, very similar to our text. Until the day break and the shadows flee away. And then, as God may help me, we have before us very much the sweet truth that is in Jesus. I will get thee to the mountain of myrrh. We understand that myrrh, it is very precious. It is precious in the anointing oils, but especially it is very sweet smelling in the night time. Oh, how the Lord's people need that, don't they? The Lord to appear until the day break. His name might be like ointment poured for. Really, it directs us to the very person of the Lord Jesus, And it is a word that really I feel to need my need this evening. It really speaks in sweet prophecy, everlasting. And especially when he condescended to this poor dark earth there to save poor sinners until the day break and the shadows flee away. I will get me. His honour and his name's at stake, says the hymn writer. Save me from the burning lake. How carefully would we speak those words in the hymn. You know, really it is that sweet authority and appointing of the Father, his own dear beloved Son. And here's his obedience. Oh, the love that fills his heart. More ancient than the sky. I have a sinner to renew. Oh, get me to the mountain of mercy, a church to bless, a people to save, a poor sinner to redeem, a soul in darkness to renew. Well, friends, may the Lord grant the application of it. I will get thee to the mountain of mercy. It is his obedience in that condescension so sweetly to where his church are, lost and ruined in the fall, not to the fair palaces, which the great resort, but oh, it's those humble souls that seek salvation. Well, to those that are spoken of, I know that you seek Jesus. But Nazareth, which was crucified, he is not here. He is risen. And then it keeps coming back to me, that awful darkness of unbelief. Oh, it afflicts the soul, doesn't it? Lord, help me to believe. Lord, I cannot believe. What's that need for the Lord to arise? Perhaps we repeat ourselves, but it seems that there is need of the Lord to sweetly sustain and help that seeking soul so brought into that path of obedience and humbled under God's mighty hand and ready to fall at his feet. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? It's an affliction, isn't it? The living soul feels that darkness to be so great and desires the breaking of the day. Perhaps we repeat ourselves. I will get thee the mountain of mercy. It's Christ and him crucified. Of course, the Lord Jesus came and what a sweet work was accomplished, what healings, and what blessings, what sweet truths, but declared none spake like him. But we see the word of our text, him hastening, sweetest obedience, Gethsemane, Calvary, I will get thee. The mountain of mercy. It's sacred ground, isn't it? Oh, that mountain, we may say, of the greatness of his suffering unto death. I thought of it in the chapter. We read of that darkness. It's why we read with you that account. Darkness over all the earth. There's something sweet there. Until the day breaks. and the shadows flee away. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in bits. It was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, when he cried, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. The sweet work of salvation was finished in those words, it is finished, when he gave up the ghost. Oh, the conquest, the sweet truth of salvation in him. The darkness shall not prevail. Sin shall be forgiven. Father, forgive them. Conquest over sin and death and hell. Oh, friends, he lives, does he not? In that resurrection power, it's the obedience, the fulfilling, then the rejoicing over it, and the Father's love restored. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Oh, how acute, how great those sufferings. No tongue can tell. The darkness he entered into, the horrors he endured, the magnitude, those sufferings until the day break. And the shadows flee away. We read that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. There'll be one that believeth. Oh, how needful he is. And yet we do need the teaching of the Spirit of God. Oh, it is a great grief that so few seem to know the need of Christ. I want to speak just a little further. We must hasten. For now, God's purposes, friends, they do not miscarry. We need to be ever so careful. He knew for whom he came. And if our religion's right, we'll be deeply exercised about it. Spoken recently here. Dear friend said that I love him. Does he love me? Exercise of heart in love. Until the day break and the shadows flee away. All the afflictions and the darkness and the trials and temptations and the dreadful things that surround a child of God, and he has to flee unto the Saviour by God's grace until the day break and the shadows flee away, will get me to the mountain of murders. An application to a quickened sinner hastening to the place where grace abounds. Direct us to the bleeding wounds, our incarnate God. What I stand for, and we surely do in our churches, is the vital application and work, dominion, power of the Holy Spirit of God. Until the day breaks. And the shadows flee away. And God, friends, will bless his church, and that he will gather home his dear people. Let me be among them till the day break and the shadows flee away. I will get me to the mountain of myrrh. The hill of frankincense, very quickly. You know, there's something very sweet that here is an acceptance on high. It really speaks of prayer accepted, but also it is that particular setting forth of that of the Father receiving his Son with that sweet honour given to him, God being glorified and all complete. Till the day break and the shadows flee away, I'll get thee. The mountain of Myrrh to the hill of frankincense. Now lastly, there's a time, isn't there? The Lord turns the captivity of his people. He grants them a little light in their dwellings, like the ancient Israelites. He brings them right out of the bondage, the darkness. And he brings them into the wilderness. And he brings them into their own land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Now what we desire is God may set free many poor souls able to speak the preciousness of Christ. The hill of frankincense really speaks of the wonders of God's grace made known when the cup overflows, when there's a sweet savour in the house, in the soul, but when there's a sweet increase, the knowledge of God's saving grace, it reaches deep. Sweet hill of frankincense, isn't it? When his name is like ointment poured forth, and he is precious. It needs a heart upright, doesn't it? It needs the Lord to straighten us and keep us and to bring us humbly to his feet. And then there's a time that is set when the Lord will grant the top stone to his sweet work. We read of it in God's word. He'll bring forth the headstone crying grace, and they'll cry grace unto it. As it needs the Lord to put that top stone, doesn't it? To that exercise of faith and hope and love, and to grant the shadows to flee away, and the light of his countenance, the power of his grace, the Lord to appear. We seem to have limped along this evening. The text is full of cries. Oh, for the sweetness of it. How we seem to so quickly turn aside earthly, carnal things which harden the heart and the spirit. Thou art all fair, my love, there is no spot in thee. Sweet sentence of life, of acceptance, the pardon of grace. There is no spot in thee. Which is that robe of righteousness and the cleansing in Jesus' precious blood. No spot nor wrinkle. Oh, to be amongst those friends that are brought through a very dark and evil world, much worse within, to be brought at last to know him, and to be with him too. I must leave a few things. May God indeed forgive all spoken amiss. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Izzard will preach again next Lord's Day, and Mr. Robert Field will address the prayer meeting on Monday and preach for us on Tuesday evening. And the members of the fire safety group are asked to stay behind after this service. Let us close with hymn 1075. Thou hidden love of God, whose height, whose depth unfathomed, no man knows. I see from far thy beauteous light, and inly sigh for thy repose. My heart is pained, nor can it be at rest, till I find rest in thee. Hymn 1075.
We thank thee for thy watchful, preserving love and mercy. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with you all. Amen.